Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist. The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add the Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for the Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On your favorite podcast platform.
Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a 4-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it.
Headspace Studios. Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday Morning. So a few days back, I was chatting to someone about meditation and mindfulness. A lot of my conversations seemed to go that way. This person was saying that whilst they appreciated the philosophy of mindfulness, the approach of mindfulness, they felt that really like meditation was where it was at. And they were trying to persuade me, but really kind of meditation's what it's all about, right? As we sort of got into the conversation, I was offering up my understanding of it was every single moment is equally precious. Every single moment is equally relevant. Every single moment has its place. It doesn't matter whether that's during our meditation, whether it's at some other moment during the day. The point is to be present. And it's so easy to look at meditation as though that's the most important part of the day. If we're someone who trains in meditation, we might look at that time in the day and think that's the really important time. That's the time where we're cultivating awareness and compassion, and the rest of the day as well, just the rest of the day. But I really encourage you to reframe that outlook if that is the way that you look at it. Because I would say that meditation is no more important than walking down the street. It's no more important than eating our food. It's no more important than putting our head on the pillow at nighttime. Because we can be sitting in meditation and thinking about other stuff. Equally, we can be doing all those other activities while thinking about stuff. But we can also be sat in meditation whilst being present, aware of each passing moment. In the same way, we can be walking down the street and yet still be present, still be aware of what's going on. So rather than thinking of them as two separate things, starting to think of every single moment being equally important. Meditation and life aren't separate. Meditation is just one thing that we do within our daily activity, and for sure, it's very helpful and it creates an environment where it's easier to be present. But that doesn't mean it's more important, that those moments are more important. When I think back to life in the monastery, the emphasis on this is so great that there are techniques and strategies, if you like, for every single part of the day. Whether it's climbing out of bed in the morning, whether it's shaving your head, which you do every sort of few days, even sitting on the toilet. There are techniques that encourage you to be more present when you're sitting on the toilet. Every single moment is considered another opportunity to cultivate awareness, to cultivate compassion, and to be more present, to be more engaged in life. So as you head into your day today, look out for those moments throughout the day where you are able, for whatever reason in that moment, to step out of the thinking mind and simply to be present with whatever you're doing in that moment. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.